Hello, welcome to Ask Us Anything, the show where popular science answers questions that are totally out of this world. I'm PopSci's executive editor and your host for today, Rachel Faltman.
And I'm producer Jess Bodie. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am thrilled to be here and to answer a really delightful question. What does space smell like?
Yeah, this is a really fun one.
Yeah, and one with a complicated answer, but in a fun way, I promise. Our noses can't actually pick up scents in the vacuum of space, or anywhere we can't breathe, for that matter. But we still have a pretty good idea of what we'd catch a whiff of on different planets, if we could breathe there, which we can't. Like I said, it's complicated. And thanks to astronauts, we do have some first-person accounts on extraterrestrial smells captured on equipment during spacewalks. From barbecue orbital odors to rum-scented celestial bodies, I'll give you the full rundown on what our noses know about cosmic perfumes. More on this after the break. All right, let's get into it. First, to nip any pedantic listeners in the bud, I should start by emphasizing that you cannot smell stuff in space.
Yeah, which is a shame, but that's just because of the lack of oxygen, right?
Yeah, exactly. You just can't smell if you can't breathe.
Yeah.
Very straightforward. We have specialized sensory cells called olfactory sensory neurons that live way up in our noses. And they tell our brains about the sense of the world based on the assorted molecules that float up into them. You can also pick those molecules up while eating because there's a pathway that connects the roof of your throat to the inside of your nose, as anyone who suffered from post-nasal drip can confirm. Mm. If your nose is stuffy or you hold it shut with your fingers, way fewer of those telltale molecules will make it to your sensory neurons. That keeps your brain from getting the message that something stinks. This is why, if you plug your nose up, the first bite of an onion will taste an awful lot like the first bite of an apple.
Yeah, I remember this. Didn't some PopSci staffers do that for a video a few years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Their conclusion was that the first bite under those conditions was super confusing, since usually their noses would be providing all of the chemical smell cues that screamed, "You are biting into an onion." Once they chewed for a while and those onion-specific molecules made it into the backs of their throats, the truth became a bit harder to ignore. Though they all still seemed way less repulsed by the flavor than I think they would have been with an unplugged nose.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, now that we've done that little smell primer, back to the question of what space smells like and why we can't smell it. Space isn't a complete vacuum. There are gases swirling around everywhere and tiny molecules that would smell one way or another if we inhaled them. But relatively speaking, it's pretty dang empty, and there is definitely not enough oxygen for us to breathe. That means no one is ever going to pop out of a spaceship and take an unadulterated whiff of stardust straight from the source.
Right. And astronauts who have floated around in space have just been breathing boring old Earth air inside their spacesuits.
Exactly. But astronauts who've gone on spacewalks have gotten some secondhand scents off of the spacesuits they've worn. After all, they bring their protective gear and tools into the airlock with them when they're done. You can't exactly take off your work clothes before heading inside.
No, you cannot.
Yeah. Many astronauts report a strong and unique smell when they pop their helmets off. It's generally described as smelling like hot metal, seared meat, and welding fumes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, really great. Walnuts and burnt almond cookies have both been mentioned as well.
Oh.
Some astronauts also compare it to the smell of a freshly fired gun or race car brake pads. And the jury seems split on whether it's bitter or sweet and whether it's weirdly pleasant or just plain gross.
Yeah, for sure. So we clearly don't have an amazing consensus on spacewalk stink, but do we have any idea what might produce the smells that astronauts mention?
We're not totally sure, but there are a few good theories. One possibility is that single molecules of oxygen that float around in space end up clinging to spacesuits. Once they're exposed to O2 in the airlock, the process of oxidation creates O3, otherwise known as ozone, which is a highly reactive gas. Ozone has a very distinct smell that hits some of the notes mentioned above, but it's also a common enough smell on Earth. It's what gives a big rainstorm its signature scent, because drafts of air carry O3 molecules from the atmosphere down to the surface.
That's so cool. I love that smell.
Yeah. That and the smell of like after rain, like petrichor when it hits the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Great smells. Mm-hmm. Good scents all around. But seeing that astronauts generally agree that space smell is like its own whole thing, ozone from oxidation in the airlock is probably just one component of that bouquet. Otherwise, you'd figure astronauts would all pretty much agree that it smelled like ozone.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the aroma could come from polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which are compounds left behind by dying stars. We know they bop around all over the universe, in addition to showing up in stars, planets, and basic organic substances like coal and oil. Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield has one other potential explanation. He suspects that space smell, which he personally compares to brimstone, is actually the result of molecules from the outside of the International Space Station. He figures that the vacuum of space randomly tugs some chemicals off of the ship's walls, which then settle on astronaut gear. Those could presumably flare up into weird odors when the oxidation occurs in the airlock.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense too. But I guess, does that mean that like space might not have a smell at all?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
There might not be enough of any smell-inducing molecules in particular to give the open expanse of space a scent. Like I said earlier, it's pretty dang empty out there. Practically a void. But even if that's the case, that doesn't mean there aren't any interesting smells in space. There are lots of extraterrestrial objects chock full of matter out there in the universe, and all of them have potentially stinky molecules in and on them. Earth is not the only celestial body with BO. Back in 2009, for instance, researchers studying Sagittarius B2, which is a giant dust cloud at the center of the Milky Way, identified molecules of ethyl formate. That chemical is known to smell like rum. And analysis of the comet known as 67P revealed that it radiates sulfur dioxide, methane, and ammonia, which means it probably smells like rotten eggs, cat pee, and bitter almonds.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Yeah, not exactly a sweet place to visit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of the planets out there are probably pretty stinky. Uranus has hydrogen sulfide everywhere, so it's basically surrounded by fart clouds, which is appropriate.
Yeah.
Mars and Venus both have a lot of sulfur, think rotten eggs. And the swirling atmospheric layers of Jupiter would take you on a journey from cat piss to rotten eggs as you got deeper. But some of its deepest gas layers contain a lot of hydrogen cyanide, which might give you a whiff of marzipan if it didn't kill you first.
Oh my goodness.
To be clear, you'd already be extremely dead by this point. Yeah. Like really, very, really dead. Like so many causes of death in this scenario. None of the places I've mentioned are spots where humans can actually breathe, so they wouldn't smell like anything to us except the sweet embrace of death.
Oh, poetic. Yeah, it's too bad that we'll never get to smell all those space farts, but I guess we'll have to settle for the countless smells to be found on Earth. But yeah, thanks so much for joining us, Rachel.
My pleasure.
Ask Us Anything is a popular science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps new friends find the show. Ask Us Anything is written, researched, and produced by all of our hosts. Audio production, engineering, and mixing is done by me, Jess Bodie. Big thanks to Grace Wade and Lauren Leffer for keeping our facts straight, Katie Beloff for designing our logo, and Billy Cadden for making our theme music. If you'd like to submit a question to Ask Us Anything, shoot us an email at ask@popsci.com. Thanks for listening.